There are two main reasons why nasal xylitol works as well as it does. The first is that it stimulates our own normal nasal cleaning. All of us have a mechanism for cleaning our noses. In fact, all mammals have a mechanism for cleaning their noses, and it's called, the primary one is the mucociliary elevator. And a layman's term is you sweep the kitchen floor. That sweeping in the back of the nose is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's done by little microscopic hairs that wave the mucus back to the back of our throat where we swallow it. And we do that without ever noticing anything. Now, the vast majority of the particles and the germs and whatever else we breathe is caught in the mucus in the back of our nose. It never gets to where it can trigger any kind of reaction. And that's what you want. You want that defense mechanism. You want it working well. And what xylitol in your nose does is it helps loosen that mucus so you can wash it out easier, and it stimulates your nose to make a little bit more mucus. So it's actually stimulating that process. Now, if the mucociliary elevator, the sweeping mechanism, is not up to the task, just like on our kitchen floor. If we spill something on our kitchen floor, sometimes sweeping is not enough. You got to get out the soap and water and the mop. And the trigger for this in the back of our nose is a little chemical called histamine. And when you give histamine to people, it stimulates their nose to run. It increases the mucus. It's a local irritant, so we sneeze more, that cleans this stuff out. And it's a bronchoconstrictor, so it stops us from breathing real deeply to move this pollution in our nose down into our lungs, where it can cause so much more of a problem. So histamine is a defense, and its purpose is to trigger the washing of the nose. Now, when you put xylitol in your nose, it stimulates that process as well. So a little bit of xylitol regularly, and you're washing your nose just exactly like you are when our immune system gets triggered and we use histamine. The second reason that it works is because of what xylitol itself does to the adherence of bacteria that live in the back of our nose. These bacteria, strep pneumo, H. flu, Morax aeruginosa, are the bacteria that climb down the Eustachian canal to cause ear infections in children. They climb up through the ostia to cause sinus infections. If your nose is dry and they break off from the mucus, they are aspirated. They cause pneumonia and bronchitis. These are the major problems. And xylitol interferes with the way these bacteria adhere to our cells in the back of the nose. And the way that xylitol does that, it can bend and rotate and interfere actually with the attaching mechanism. And that's a lot better way to treat bacteria than to try and kill them, because it eliminates the development of resistance. You're not trying to kill bacteria with this so they don't develop a resistance to it. You're just saying, shape up or ship out. And they do.